It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, how you doing? This is Glenn Coble, and this is Swap Shop. I know during the pandemic, and I also know during the spring or in the winter time, we're not really doing a lot of Swap Shop, but you're welcome to call in if you have something that you want to get rid of. The number here is 740-383-9944. I'm not going to encourage that because I really don't want you going up to somebody's door and being way too close and breathing on each other. So you can, if you want to, list something. That's no problem. We'll put it on. But when we get going again in a few weeks, it'll be springtime and we'll have lots of people calling in with garage sales and stuff like that. And we'll pop her back up, but for now, I'm going to give you some ideas for April Fool's Day. Are you one of those people that enjoys April Fools? I am not a big fan. I have a great friend out at the credit union where I used to work that loves. I'm not going to mention her name because people might make fun of her or something, but she absolutely loves April Fool's jokes, and she would always play them on me, and I always would give her that stern look if she played one on me, letting her know I didn't like them. But anyway, I've got a list here, and it says they are fabulous. What is it called? Fabulous, hilarious pranks for April Fools. Well, I've gone through all of them, and I find most of them not hilarious, and none of them fabulous, but they're interesting. They're something you could pull on a friend. Whatever you do, if you decide to do April Fool's jokes on friends, please don't do anything that's going to hurt anybody. I hate these shows on TV where they eat food that's bad, or they pull a prank on somebody that hits them in the wrong place and stuff like that. I'm not a big fan of that sort of thing. I wouldn't like it done to me, and I definitely wouldn't do it to somebody else. The first thing that is on this hilarious website is with a piece of paper and pencil and scissors and a black magic marker, you cut out a giant cockroach and you color it black, and then you put it on the inside of a lamp. So when somebody turns the lamp on, they see this giant cockroach. It wouldn't work just making one on paper and putting it in front of somebody, but if it's on the inside of a lamp, you don't know that it's a piece of paper. You think it might be a real cockroach. You'd have to be a pretty good artist, though, to cut it out so that they show this cockroach has six legs and two antennae, and they're tiny, so it wouldn't be that easy to do. But anyway, that's getting your imagination going. If you have an idea of what you'd like, if you've had a great April Fool's joke, give us a call at 740-383-9944. We'll put you on the air, and you can tell people what made you laugh. I'm not, and we will try to hold judgment in abatement. All right, here's another pretty good one. This one I like because it doesn't hurt anybody. But if you're in an office or let's say you're in a school or something like that, get about 20 balloons, blow them up, tie them all together, and put them in the window of the door that goes into your office or the window of the door that goes into your school room. It makes it look like the whole place is filled with balloons. Kind of cute. I like it. I'm not sure that I would ever open that door. I would be afraid all those balloons are going to come flying out at me. But it looks to be about the window's about 3 feet tall by a foot and a half wide. So it wouldn't take that many balloons to make it look like the whole room is absolutely stuffed with balloons. I will say that's an interesting prank, not hilarious. All right. This one I didn't understand at all. This person put grass seed inside somebody else's keyboard, and on the weekend watered the grass seed, obviously, and on the weekend it sprouted up through the keyboard. I think that's stretching it a bit. I don't think that it would sprout up that quickly, and it could damage that keyboard pretty badly. I mean, are you going to put dirt in there? I guess you don't. I just don't apparently understand the. It doesn't tell you how to do it. It just shows you pictures. I'm not quite sure I understand that. Hey, are you growing plants? I've got some little seedlings that have popped up in my garden in my basement. I'm afraid that one of my heating pads is a little too warm, and it's. I'm not getting too much out of that. The only little seedlings that are popping up are around the edge. So I put it up on a little raised stand. So it's a little, it's about a half an inch above the heating pad. And I'm hoping that will help them grow. I love gardening. I don't know why. Growing a greener planet. I think that's the name of the show that I watch so much on television. I love that stuff. I really think that we could do a lot better being good custodians of the earth than what we are right now. And so anyway, this one was kind of cute. This apparently somebody had way too much time on their hand, and somebody went into a grocery store way too long because this person took all the carts that were out in the parking lot and put them in a circle around this car. So when they came out, well, first of all, they have to break them all up just so that they can get into the car. Then they have to break them all up so they can get the car out of the circle. I think that was kind of cute. Not hilarious, but cute. Have you done anything that you thought was really fun? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. WWGH is what the last four numbers are, and that's who we are at WWGH. Had an interesting show this morning. It's been interesting all morning long. First was Scott and Abby. They had and they're going to be on tonight, I think. Oh, no, they're going to be doing their podcast tonight. That's why they're coming back tonight. And that would be interesting. My daughter-in-law, Abby reminds me a little bit of my daughter-in-law with a similar sense of humor. But my daughter-in-law did with a podcast with a young man. Not her husband, which is my son, but she did it with a friend. They all live in California, and they have a lot of showbiz friends. And this guy knew how to do podcasts and knew how to get people to watch it and stuff like that. And they did a podcast about poop. Yeah, you heard me. It was about poop, and they did all the stupid jokes about defecation. It didn't last a whole long time, but they had quite a few followers that thought those jokes were funny. I'm not a big poop joke fan either. I listened to one of her podcasts, and that was plenty. But she's such a sweetheart that it didn't make any difference to me. All right, the number five. This is one of these hilarious April Fool's jokes. You get one of those cans, air horn cans, and you put it under the office seat. You have to tape it to the pedestal under the seat, and you put the little push-down thing in a place where when they sit down on the chair, it'll push on the button. And so you have to have it taped high enough that it'll reach that. That would be kind of scary. I mean, that's kind of a play off the old whoopee cushion. You ever have a whoopee cushion? I had one, and we broke it. If you can believe that. Somehow or other, the seam blew out in it after several tries. But the whoopee cushions were, I guess, they were kind of funny. Again, it's one of those poop jokes, one of those silly jokes that I don't find very funny. But April Fool's is not my favorite, I guess you call it a holiday. But the one thing about April Fool's, you never have to worry about the date. It's always on April 1st. Now, this one's kind of interesting. This person took one of their buddies' mouses, you know, for their computer, and taped on the bottom side of it, not where the wheel was, but where the sensor was, taped a picture of a ghoul over the top of the sensor. So when they moved their mouse around, nothing worked. That's kind of interesting, but I'm the type of person that the very first thing I would do is if it didn't work, I'd flip it over to change the batteries on it, and then I'd see it. And so it wouldn't be very funny very long. But it's easy to do, and that would be one of those pranks I might do just because it's easy and non-invasive and not really hard on the person that is getting it done to them. And it wouldn't make them the butt of a lot of jokes, if you'll excuse the expression. All right. Now, here is one that my wife might fall for. She absolutely adores caramel apples. And this person has taken the caramel apple stick and shoved it into a large onion and covered it with caramel. I'm not sure what I would think about that, and I know what my wife would do to me if I did something like that. It would be a long, long week. Can you imagine biting into you'd get that first taste of caramel, and you'd go, oh, that's good, and then you'd get that horrible bite of onion. Ooh, I know somebody's going to do that that's listening today. Yeah, how many days do we have? What is the date today? I always forget what the date is. It's the 26th. So we have April, May, June. I'm trying to figure out which months have 31 days. January, February, March. March has 31 days. So we've got 5-6 days till almost a week. Until April Fool's Day. All right. This one is absolutely, first of all, it would be very costly. It would be very difficult. And it's not even that funny. But I'm going to tell it to you because somebody thought this was a great April Fool's joke. He dressed up like the front seat of his car. I don't know. First of all, I don't know where he found the equipment to put his head inside what looks like the headrest next to him. And he made this suit that's made out of the same fabric. It looks like a fake Naga hide or something like that. So that it looks like nobody's driving the car. It's just the seat. That's just too much work. And probably way too expensive. I'm not going to ever do something like that. Oh, boy. All right. I've lost my page here. Hang on. We'll get back to it. All right. Hilarious pranks. I got to get rid of that. April Fool's hilarious pranks. I've lost my pranks. Oh, no. Let me start over again. All right. April Fool's pranks. How do I do that? All right. There are all sorts of pranks in here. Let me see what this one says. Here's 17 hilarious pranks. This one says, oops. Let me get rid of that. Okay, done. Sometimes old people shouldn't be given fancy phones. All right, text a gift of the typing symbol to make your friends wait for a response that's never coming. You know that little symbol, the little three dots that that keep going? So you'd be thinking, oh, somebody's sending me a note. I better wait until they finish sending me the note before. And it just goes on and on and on. Well, that's kind of cute, I guess. Kind of boring cute. Here's one. Put a note on someone's car that says, sorry about the damage, had to leave, and watch them look all over the car where there's no damage. Now, that might work if you have a new car, and that would also really get you up and going if you had a brand new car. But I was once hit in a parking lot by a lady. She claimed I backed into her, but I really believe she came around the turn and kind of nudged me. Hit the brake, and she kind of nudged me. And we looked all over her front bumper to find any damage. I found one little dent, or not dent, one little gash in the, you know, the plastic that covers the bumper. And the little gash was no bigger than a fingernail, you know, the tip of the fingernail. She wanted to call the police, so we called the police, and they wouldn't come because we were in a private parking lot. So I called my insurance agent, and he said, is it damage that you did? And I said, I don't think so. I think she did. And he said, well, he would take care of it with her agent. So we got her agent, and they called and talked to each other, and my agent told me, well, they both had a kind of a good laugh over it, and that was all that was done there. So nobody was ever charged with anything. Nobody ever had to pay for anything. The lady was pretty upset about nearly nothing, and it may have, whatever we did find may have been done in any number of parking lots. She wasn't driving a new car. So okay, here's the third one. If you can get into someone's phone, change their autocorrect shortcuts. That sounds just downright rotten. I'm not going to do that in the first place. I think my phone is my personal phone, and I'm not going to let other people get into it. And I'm sure nobody'd want me to get into their phone, so we're going to leave that one alone. Add photos to your family or office wall. I'm not sure why that's funny. I have also, maybe they want you to add photos. That's probably what it is. Photos of people they have no idea, and you put it on their wall, and they come in, and they, well, there's Uncle John, and there's my sister-in-law, and who is that? That would throw you off, and that's not terribly mean. I can buy that. That's not a bad April Fool's joke. Oh, I don't understand this one either. You can buy about 50 rubber ducks through Amazon for $20. And it says you just put ducks, little ducks everywhere. In the cupboards, on the drawers, in desks, on your car glove box. That might be fun. That might take those little rubber ducks and put them all sorts of places where you least expect them, you know. Whatever you do, don't put them in an oven because they might just melt. When somebody turns the oven on to preheat, and you might find yourself with a really nasty smelling melted rubber ducky. Don't do that. As a matter of fact, you know, that's kind of interesting. I'm not sure if I mentioned this yesterday on the air. My house, a lightning struck right in front of my house. You know, it wasn't like you saw the lightning, then you heard the sound immediately after. It was you saw the lightning and heard the sound at the same moment. It was that close. And it was so close, it ruined my router for my TV. It also ruined my, it turned off my thermostat, it changed my thermostat settings, and we found out just a couple days ago that it also burned out the thermostat in our stove. So we were trying to cook something at 325 degrees, and it was at 500 and some degrees, so that was the end of that stove. So I think I did tell you about that yesterday. Now here's one that might work. Let's see, what do we do here? Bring a totally normal box of donuts. You know, like we're going to have Krispy Kreme here in town. Take a box that you've gotten from Krispy Kreme or other delicious foods to work, and leave it out with a sign that says April Fools, and then watch everyone trying to figure out what did you do to it. Now, I like that one. That's good. That's for those people that are always stealing four donuts instead of just the one, you know. I like that one. And the donuts that are in this picture do look absolutely scrumptious. All right, and I don't even understand that. This was one I looked at earlier. I have no idea, so I'm not even going to go. It's something about taping a photo to the inside of your photocopier so it shows up everywhere. I just don't understand it, so I'm not going to go through that one. All right, here's one. Fill a mayonnaise jar with yogurt or vanilla pudding and eat it with a spoon in front of other people. There are going to be a lot of ugly noises made about that. That does sound like fun, though. Make sure you get all the mayonnaise out, though. I can't imagine anything worse than eating a spoonful of yogurt tasting or mayonnaise tasting yogurt or yogurt tasting mayonnaise. I do love vanilla pudding, too, so that might be nice. You better wash that out, though. Make sure it's a nice, clean jar before you put the yogurt or the vanilla pudding into it. I hope you're having a good week. We're here at WWGH. We're having a pretty decent week. We're staying away from each other. I think the closest I've gotten to anybody here, I may have gotten within 6 feet of Abby as she was leaving. But Scott and I have stayed at least 6 feet, if not 10 feet apart from each other. I did go to the grocery store after yesterday, doing the show, and I wasn't going to go in if I thought there was a crowd in there. And I went to my favorite little grocery store, and it looked like there might be a few people. And I thought, well, I'll stick my head in, and if there are too many people, I won't mess around. But I went in, and there were only four people in the whole store that I could see. I never got within 20 feet of anyone except for when I checked out, and I got within about 6 or 8 feet of that person. So I felt pretty comfortable. I've been pretty good about it. I'm an old guy. My wife is very upset that I even go out of the house. So, well, hey, we've got a caller. Let's see what this person, maybe this person will tell us a story, about April Fools. Now I got to figure out which button to hit. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Lynn?
Hey, what you do? What do you do for April Fools?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. I've been listening to some of your suggestions.
Okay. Yeah. Don't do any of the bad stuff, all
right? Right. I'm not telling you anything. Like, yesterday when I was talking to you, when I was at the dock, close me down.
Yeah?
Well, people had a misconception. A walk down, it means that you can go to the store, the grocery.
Yeah?
Or whatever. I don't have the virus.
Yeah.
But the doc put me on lockdown in the house anyway.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it would cut down my chances of getting it.
Uh-huh.
So there is a difference between a lockdown and a outbound.
Well, I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's
right,
true.
But people think it's all the same thing. It's not.
Okay. All right. That's good.
And I
have
to tell a few people today that I couldn't go to work because I was on outbound.
I missed that last thing. What did you say on that, Bob?
But I don't have the virus.
Yeah, good.
But with my medical situation, that's why he put me on lockdown.
Yeah, well, this is a bad time. Even if you don't have the virus, you might get the flu, which is a virus.
Right.
And that could be bad for guys like you and I who have underlying problems.
Right.
Yeah.
As a doctor, I was saying, whatever your doctor says, that's what you do.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Well, he did tell me I needed a colonoscopy, and I told him no.
Yeah. I don't have mine. But anyway, that's the difference. It don't mean because you're on lockdown that you've got it. You're just trying to keep you from getting it.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Well, good advice, and it's good to know the difference.
I'm allowed to run on the porch for a little bit, and that's it.
Okay. Well, it's been, you had a nice day yesterday to get out on the porch. I saw a lot of people out and about.
Yeah, it's not too bad out there today.
Is it? Yeah, it's supposed to rain then, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go out here a little bit.
All right.
And anyway, there is a difference.
Okay. Well, it's good.
People think it's all the same, but it's not.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, and I hope you stay healthy. All right, Bob?
I'm going to try to.
All right. Have all a right. nice day. Yeah. Thanks for calling right. in. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, he's right. Do what your doctor tells you to do. Especially, now Bob isn't as old as I am, I don't think, but he's not a young, spry chicken, and he's doing what his doctor tells him to do. So that's the best advice you can get. Now, when I said that I didn't take the colonoscopy that my doctor suggested, I did do the alternative to that, and I like to call it poop in a box. Kind of disgusting, but that's what I did, and we found out that I'm healthy, which is good. All right, let's see. Let's go back to these. I got another call. Let me get back to the call. Hang in there. Hello, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yeah, real quick.
Oh, sure.
I am older than you.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, by some years.
Oh, well, you look younger.
I'm older than you, but not as old as Charlie.
All right, so you're in the middle there, huh?
All right. Yeah, a little bit older than we are.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. Thank you very much, all right. Bob. All right. Bye-bye. All right, I was incorrect. He looks a lot better than I look, but that's not hard to do, all right? I do enjoy talking with Bob, and Bob comes in here occasionally, and I could have sworn he was younger than I am. Oh, well. And now I've lost my my fun things on my phone. Oh, here we go. All right. I don't understand this one at all. It has something to do with alarm clocks. So I'm going to pass on that one because I do not like alarm clocks. I have a neat thing that my daughter-in-law taught me how to do my phone so that at 11:30, it makes this really quiet noise that's like, go to bed now. And then at 8 o'clock, it wakes me up with another very nice, quiet But I hate the alarm on my phone. Oh, the regular alarm. If I set an alarm, it's just horrible. All right, here's one. If you have the time, tools, and materials, turn someone's bedroom into a closet. Now, that would be first of all, you'd have to have a pretty small bedroom, I guess. And to turn it into a closet, that might do irreparable damage. I don't think I'd want to do that. I'm like I said, I'm not a big fan of really rotten jokes April Fool's Day. One of my biggest jokes is trying to remember what I'm talking about. Text people random stuff to make them think they unsubscribe to it. Well, I get stuff like that, but quite often I get it, and I'm pretty sure somebody's trying to get my alternative messages. I would highly suggest that you not do that, because you might get somebody to do something that would give away their personal stuff. So I would leave that out of the picture. We used to, when I was at the credit union, people would call in and say, I just got a call from you guys, and I'm supposed to do this or I'm supposed to do that. Well, we always told people, we'll call you, you call us. If you get a call that claims they're from the credit union, because we don't call people. Even if we would call them, we would tell them to call us back so that they knew that they were calling to a correct number. Be very careful with your private information. I can't stress that enough. If somebody says you have just won money and you never entered, you can't win these contests if you don't enter, right? So don't fall for that sort of thing. Let's see. What does this say? I'm gonna pass on this one too, because it's mean spirited. Hide a baby monitor or a walkie-talkie. A lot of people have walkie-talkies that they got when they were a kid. Put some batteries in it, clean it up, put some batteries in it, and put it in your closet or in the ceiling and start making meow sounds. That's kind of funny. I hope you wouldn't be terribly long, I wouldn't think. Otherwise, people are really going to get disturbed if they think they have a kitty cat trapped in their ceiling. But it's not a bad idea. It's kind of funny. Hide a baby monitor or a walkie-talkie in a closet or in the ceiling and meow into it. Oh, me. I'm not sure I could meow well enough that people would believe that I was a cat. But anyway, all right. This is number 14 of 17, all right? It's 12:46. You're listening to a Swap Shop, and we aren't really taking swaps while this stupid virus is going around, because we really don't want people going over to other people's houses. Let's do that social distancing like we're supposed to. But here's number 14. Start placing pennies in random spots where the person will find them, then start placing more and more pennies. So they go around, here's a penny. And then you kind of follow it up and keep putting more pennies. They will go crazy. Where are all these pennies coming from? But it might give you more exercise than you want. That's one of the things, by the way, that you can do while this epidemic is going on. You can go out and walk. Now, I have not been doing it because I've had a little bit of knee pain, but that's kind of rationalization. I need to really get out there and start my 2.25 miles back up again. I haven't done it in a while. I've been blaming it on my knee and on the weather. I love to get out when it's nice and warm or when it's not so warm. I like going out. If it hits 50, I'll be out walking. If it's below 50, it's questionable. But if it's below 45, I don't go outside to walk. I have a treadmill in my basement, and I have a bicycle, a recumbent bicycle in my basement. I used to own a sporting goods store, so I have some things like that that are left over from the sporting goods store. Now, I am one of those people that has a treadmill that I use. My treadmill probably has several thousands of miles on it because both my wife and I use the treadmill. My wife thinks that if you exercise for 5 minutes, that's some exercise, but I'll give her any exercise is good exercise. If I don't do it for 30 minutes or longer, I figure I haven't exercised. I try to make 40 minutes, 45 minutes every day. I haven't been doing it lately, and I got to get back at it. Otherwise, my weight will start to balloon up, and I'll be embarrassed when I go to the doctor's office. Hey, that's another question. Do you go to doctor's offices during this time? I have a doctor's appointment in about 4 weeks, and then I have another one in about 6 weeks. I don't think I'm going to go to a doctor's office if this is all is still going on. I don't want to be around other sick people if I'm not sick. My doctor's offices are just, quarterly office doctors. Well, one of them's for my ophthalmologist because I had my cataracts taken care of, and it's just a follow-up to make sure I'm doing okay. And the other one is with my doctor that I do every quarter, and it's just routine. So I don't think it's terribly important that I make those. Let me know if you think I'm wrong. 740-383-9944. Had a couple calls already explaining to me that we do what our doctors tell us, and that's right. All right. Here's number 15. Rearrange your roommate's dresser drawers. For added effect, continue to do it over time. That's just mean. And if your roommate happens to be of the opposite sex, I'd suggest you not get into their drawers. One way or the other. Excuse the expression. All right? But it's an interesting concept. If you have a roommate and both of you have a good sense of humor, it might be funny to, you know, my top drawer usually is my sock drawer, and my second drawer is usually my shorts, underwear, and I guess that's in the second drawer. And then my third drawer down is my T-shirts. And if I went to get my socks and I opened up that drawer and there were a bunch of T-shirts in there, I'd be a little confused. How did that happen? But I have a wife that sometimes rearranges things. And that's who, I'd blame it on her. I don't have, well, I guess she is a roommate. Okay, screenshots. Their desktop removal, all of these icons. Then set the screenshot as the background. I don't like that one either because it's way too technical for me to understand. Here's the final one. It says, finally, put googly eyes on everything. You know, you can buy those little stick-on eyes that kind of bounce around. It's showing the inside of a refrigerator with all the eggs have googly eyes on it. The milk has googly eyes on it. The pop has googly eyes. That's kind of cute. That would take you a while, and you'd have to have at least a half an hour of free time in your in wherever you're going to put this if you're putting it in a refrigerator. So it sounds like a lot more work than I really want to get involved in. All right, we're going to look for a few more things. We got 12:52 right now, and I'm trying to look up just a few more April Fool's things, pranks. And that one's done. Oh, here's the 30 hilarious ones that I finally got back to. Let's see. Let's go down a ways here and see what else they have. We talked about that onion. Oh, I remember this one. This one's kind of fun. You know, you have that wall either in the office or at your home that has all your family pictures or has all the pictures of all the people that work in your business. Get a picture of Kim Jong-un and put a picture of him up in the middle. I think that's funny. I think that would be, and it would be easy. You could do it in no time at all. Now, getting the picture would be might be a little tough. What you do is you go to, you Google him, and I'm sure a picture will pop up, and then you copy it, and you put it, you know, and then you can put it in a frame. But, yeah, that would be fun, especially I think that would be great fun at an office where you have all the directors of the board of directors, and you have all their pictures, and right in the middle put Kim Jong-un. You know who I'm talking about there, right? The guy that's in charge of North Korea, kind of a jerk. All right. Now, this particular site does a lot of things with Mentos. I guess Mentos react quite strongly when they touch soda. And they suggest putting Mentos inside your ice, you know, where you make your ice, and put a Mentos on the inside of the ice. So when people put the ice into their drink, it starts to foam like crazy. I know that if you put Mentos in with something, you can make an explosive plastic, you know, liter bottle. I don't remember how to do that. I was not the type of person that did things that would get you in trouble or could hurt you, for that matter. The worst thing that I ever did was fire off some fireworks at up at the lake, and that was pretty bad because the one time my brother did it, one of the fireworks came down and started a fire on top of our next door neighbor's boat dock. That was not good, not good at all. This one, I don't know where you would get this, but it says you could replace your air freshener with shrimp scent. And what you do is you take the label off your air freshener and put it on shrimp scent. I've never heard of shrimp scent, but I'm sure there are all sorts of things, scents that you could get that would be repellent. Now, this one's kind of cute. Kind of cute, but it could scare the daylights out of somebody. You know where all the iceberg lettuce is in your store? Buy yourself a little plastic garter snake and put it in between all the round things of iceberg lettuce and sort of hang back and watch when somebody goes up and is looking through the iceberg lettuce and there's this little snake peering out at them. Since it's a toy snake, they're not going to know it's a toy because it's actually hiding inside the iceberg lettuce, and the only thing that they'd see is the little head sticking out, and that might throw some people off. Now, you might have to go get aisle cleanup guy to clean up, clean up afterwards. Okay. There was one on here where, like, if you're renting a room out to somebody, pull the carpet up and put in red paint, get out, and then have red paint trailing off to a heating duct. I don't find that funny. Maybe you do. I don't ever have a room to rent out, and I'm sure not going to go through all the trouble of ripping up a I'm not going to go to all the trouble of ripping up the carpet just for that sort of thing. All right, where did I just lost my page again. Here we go. All right. Let's see, I talked about that. Oh, this one. This one be would be kind of fun for a husband to do to a wife, or vice versa, quite frankly, is you get the soap, at, you know, not a brand new soap, but a soap that you've used for a couple of weeks, so it looks like it's kind of been used, and get some clear nail polish and cover it with clear nail polish. So when they go to use the soap, you got to let it dry, by the way. When they go to use the soap, no soap comes off the soap. It's covered with nail polish. That would be frustrating at best. All right, it's 12:58, and we're going to be getting the heck out of here pretty soon. I'll give you a couple more of these. One of them is you could put an air horn with duct tape, put it behind where the door is going to open up. So when somebody opens it up, rather than having the little bumper down at the lower air, it hits the air, top of the air horn before it hits the little bumper, and it makes a really loud noise. And again, you might have to have clean up on aisle number 3 after that one. Then somebody put a picture of a dummy that they've taken somebody's shoes and their pants and filled the pants with old rags or something, so it looks like their legs in it, and then put them in a toilet, a public toilet, so all you can see is the feet and the pants legs, and you think somebody's in there forever. Oh, well, that's all for today. I'm not going to go any further. I'm probably going to get all of you in trouble, or maybe me in trouble. I hope you've enjoyed some of the little tales that we talked about today, and I'll be trying to get through this virus with you guys, and hopefully we will avoid it. Let's hope we don't have a big onslaught of it here in Marion, Ohio. So far as we know, we only have 4 cases so far. Let's keep it that way. All right. I hope you have a great day. You've been listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble here on WWGH, and we're going to take a break here and go to someone else who will give you lots of information that you need to know. Stay tuned here to WWGH for the most talk in Marion County. Have a great day. Adios.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.